got property damage. I've got theft. I've got 9 people missing now. Clearly, things happening around here that I can't explain.
The deputy sheriff in an Ohio town has a population in panic as military forces scramble to cover up something, they won't say what, that is stalking the streets. It all starts as the deputy's teenage son and his friends are out late one night at an unused train station. It's the perfect setting for a key scene in the homemade zombie movie that they're shooting with a Super 8 film camera.
And action!
The scenes of kids fumbling their way as they learn to make a movie are familiar to writer-director J.J. Abrams. He did the same thing as a teenager, years before he created the TV hits Alias and Lost, as well as the recent feature film of Star Trek.
Super 8 is inspired initially by just the desire to go back in time and tell a story about being, you know, a kid making, you know, those movies on Super 8. They were often not quite as good as you even wanted them to be.
It also echoes the experience of producer Steven Spielberg, who got his start making amateur 8mm movies.
Well, if you want to be a movie director, you kind of got to start somewhere. It's a lot easier just getting a start today because it's so easy to get a video camera and go out and make a movie, and you can put it right on YouTube. So in a sense, you know, not only can kids today make their own movies, they've got distribution. We didn't have that in the 8mm days. You know, we had to lug an 8mm projector. We had to plug it into somebody's wall, put up a screen, and show it to someone patient enough to sit there for 5 minutes and watch. JJ began his career the same way.
Production value! Gary, you put film in the camera, right?
I didn't put it in.
What?
In Super 8, as the kids are making their movie, the young director spots a real train coming down the track toward them. They scramble and start their scene as the train roars by, but it jumps the tracks in a spectacular wreck that they inadvertently capture on film.
Guys, watch out! Joe, what the hell are you...
J.J. Abrams pulls out all the stops, creating a frighteningly realistic disaster. He says it had to be a part of the story, and not only big explosions.
There's a weird thing that happens when you sort of connect a person to an event, that suddenly the event has different meaning. It's not just the event, which is maybe cool and interesting in and of itself, but suddenly it's relatable, and it's a relative experience. So that for the kids, like running through and all that stuff with the train, I wanted it to be like what they would remember the train crash being, as opposed to technically how did the train crash.
It turns out the crash is not an accident, and the kids are the first to learn what's on the train and why the twisted wreckage is sealed off by the military. Abrams would rather not reveal those secrets beforehand, so audiences can see them as the characters in the film do.
Between clips and trailers and commercials and magazines and online and, you know, it just feels like people are force-fed so much stuff. So to try and keep it a little bit surprising for the audience still was at least part of the goal.
However, it is science fiction, and Abrams compares Super 8 to the Spielberg films that he watched growing up, like E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
They're all about like suburban American ordinary people going through something that was hyper-real, and that there were fundamental and relatable relationships, broken families in some form, often friendships that were really critical and important, often kids at the center of the films. There were often parent-child stories that were being told in, you know, first love, and clearly a spectacle and a sense of something you'd never see in normal life that was happening. But there was a big heart.
J.J. Abrams scoured the country to find kids with no professional acting experience, like 14-year-old Joel Courtney of Idaho, who plays the central character. The exception is Elle Fanning, also 14, who's been on TV and in movies since she was 2. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.